Hey, greetings, everyone. This is Brother Tupos, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, I want to bring you an audio teaching, not a real long one. I want to bring you the topic of graven images. What is a graven image? Yeah, we get this topic quite a bit, mostly from drive-by emailers that have looked up our website, and why would they, come after us for graven images? Well, about 3 or 4 years ago, I used to be a wood carver, and I used to make a lot of furniture, and there were times where people wanted eagles or bears or things like that carved onto the furniture, and my haters will come along, and by the way, I quit that business 4 years ago for lots of reasons, had nothing to do with graven images, but I quit that business to focus on ministry full-time and travel and preach, but my haters don't have much on me, thanks to God's word being true, will always accuse me of carving graven images. And it's not even close to the truth. And so I want to cover that here. I want to cover that and go right to God's word about it. What they'll tell you is that making any animal or any item that's on earth is a graven image. But in saying this, what I want to show you is that they lack discernment and good Bible study skills. I'm going to prove that to you, all right? All right, so here's why they're wrong. And in the end, they show massive hypocrisy themselves. So they say, because I carved any animal or anything that's on earth, they call it a graven image. Let's go there. They're using this verse, Exodus 20, verse 4. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. All right. So if you just took that verse alone, and you just had that's all you had, if you only had that verse, it might give them a little bit of ground, but here's the truth. God's word is not one verse. We have more than that. In fact, we're going to look before that verse and right after that verse to show you what it's talking about. All right, so that verse, is it talking about making any item that would be in heaven or on earth? Or is there something specific about it? Well, let's look at the verse right before it. Exodus 20, verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. All right, so the command is not to have other gods. And this is being given to Israel. This would apply to us as well today. Why is that? Why is God saying this? Well, if you go back in Exodus, what did the Israelites do? They made a golden calf and they worshiped it. God was giving them instructions on what he did not want them doing because he's a jealous God. He alone wants to be worshiped. And the golden calf was sin. Moses ended up grounding it up and making them drink it. Yeah, go look that up. So the entire context is don't make items to worship. All right, let's look at the truth of these words. The word graven, that just means a made or a carved image, can be made any way or carved. And the word image, pesel in Hebrew, that means an idol, something you worship. So if you make something, you worship. That's what God is saying. Don't make any item to worship or pray before. He alone is God. He alone is to be worshiped. Do you need more help from Scripture to prove this? We just looked at verse right before it. How about the verse right after Exodus 20, verse 4? How about verse 5? Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. All right, so there you have it. I just showed you the command in those three scriptures is to not make any images of anything in heaven or on earth, to bow down, to worship. It does not mean that if you make anything that looks like something on earth, it's a graven image. I'm going to give you some examples. I'm going to show you their massive hypocrisy. Ready? So these people, they're usually mockers that do video exposés on my website, and they never have anything biblical, but they mock and they come up with things like this. They'll say, hey, if you make like a little $40 carved bear and sell it to somebody for their porch, that's a graven image. Well, I don't make those anymore. I gave that business up for many reasons. But it's not a graven image. The same people that'll say that bear is a graven image, they make images in their phones of things that are on earth. Cars, animals, trees, houses. That picture is a graven image for their theology. I'm not telling you it is. They would say that. Ready? They watch movies and YouTube that has images of people, houses, cars, scenery, animals that are on earth. And they're watching movies of it. Those are graven images to them. How about this? Anybody who works at a factory, let's say you make furniture, or you make phones, or you make cars, you're making an image of something that already exists on earth. Is that a graven image per them? It is per them. Yeah, I hope you see my point there. They're hypocrites calling out what is a graven image. How about this one? Per their theology, of anything you make that is a representation of something on earth makes you an idolater carving graven images. They've all told me, these mockers say, you're an idolater, you're carving graven images. Per their theology, ready? Jesus and Paul were idolaters making graven images. Ready? You want to know why? What did Jesus do for a living? He was a carpenter. Carpenters often make what? Doors, windows, houses, buckets, tables that already exist on earth. Those would be graven images to these people that say it's if you make any image of anything on earth. And how about Apostle Paul? He was a tent maker. Paul was making tents that already existed on earth. So Paul, per these people's theology, was making graven images. No, Jesus, our Messiah, and Paul, our brother, was not making graven images. I showed you in Scripture, the command is clear. Don't make an image of anything in heaven or anything on earth or anything in the waters in the ocean to pray and bow before. That's what the command is. And once again, it proves if we use good exegesis Bible study, not eisegesis, making it say what they want it to say, exegesis, exiting the word, we find our way to truth using Scripture versus mocking Scripture twisters that just try to trip up Bible teachers because they're generally worldly, they have their own false doctrine, many of them are Calvinists, many of them are involved in man-made false religion, and they try to attack using these basically ad hom foolish attacks that just don't stand up in God's word. So I hope that blesses you and gives you some resources about graven images. Anything that is made on earth or from something in heaven, it's not a graven image unless it's made for the purpose of worshiping, bowing down to. I never made one thing that would be used for bowing down to and worshiping. I turned down a lot of business making things that I thought were worldly, not making things that I thought were worldly, suspect, carnal. If they weren't good and good, pure and true, I didn't make them. And so that's part of the reason why I gave up that business. It got to be too worldly and people were asking for too many requests that I just wouldn't do. And I said, I'm done. I'm just gonna go and preach the gospel. So hope that sets you straight on graven images. Go read Exodus 3, 4, 5, and you'll see what the whole context is. Making an image and then worshiping it, thus taking away worship for the one true Most High God that worship alone he's worthy of and no one else. I hope that blesses you. I got to get down the gospel road. Check out don'tperish.com and all the resources. Travel and preach in Christ crucified. Loving our neighbor, loving God. We love you. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Till next time, have a great day. May God be praised.